Welcome to Bubba's Beach Podcast, number 10. Being of a certain age, I have the uncomfortable luxury of being able to see just where decisions from years ago have affected my present life. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm very happy with my life. Two lovely daughters, an adoring, well, tolerant husband, a home of my own in the middle of a whole bunch of scenic splendor. What is there to complain about? I'm not complaining. I know if you go through life obsessed with what might have been, you may very well miss the joy of what is. These thoughts are more curiosity about how a small action taken when I was young, vital and stupid, has made me the older, still vital, no longer stupid so much as gobsmacked by life, mature, sophisticated, and mysteriously attractive older woman standing here today. I'll admit I have spent far too many hours pondering the various paths not taken, and to what riches, mansions, and fame they may have led. It's only human nature to wonder where I might be if I'd gone to Hollywood, instead of staying in a town with, what's-his-name, the boyfriend my parents never really liked. The tendency is to imagine how one simple choice would have led to the life of being a movie star, having swimming pools, and making a triumphant return to the old junior high to show Mr. Komiak, the grade 8 French teacher, just what a person can achieve without any knowledge whatsoever of the past pluperfect tense of aller. Of course, these musings tend to overlook the possibility that any of the paths not taken may just as easily have resulted in a life spent sleeping in a fridge crate, dining out in the BFI bins of the rich and glamorous. Of course, I could have lost my soul completely and become an engineer. But past choices and those occasional moments of youthful density, those head-smacking, what-was-I-thinking, stomach-sinking realizations of just what an arrogant horse's posterior I was, are all things that can't be changed. And all the time spent reflecting on the failings of youth is no vaccination against reoccurring bouts of what an idiot flu during the rest of life. When I find myself sinking into a bog of déjà vu, and it's too late at night for a refreshing walk in the sunshine, or elves, strongly resembling but not related to my children in any way, have discovered and consumed my emergency stash of Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia, there is a song that helps me as I tread water in the slough of despond. Leonard Cohen will never bring my groceries in captures perfectly that moment when the incurable romantic in us all has to take a pill and get on with life. I'm not sure how much it helps knowing that Leonard Cohen is so old now that in all likelihood he's no longer capable of carrying his own groceries. When I was 24, I kept wondering when I would start to feel like an adult. It seemed life was still as confusing to me as when I entered adolescence. Nothing was falling in place. There was no grand illumination as to what it was all about. Then I realized it wasn't hormones smacking me around anymore. It was life. Being a teenager was basically wiping my feet on the welcome mat of suck-it-up life. It didn't improve my life one whit. I went on to mess up big time in lots of ways, but at least I knew who to blame. Perhaps I'm making better choices now than I did when I was a mere youth. I don't know if this is because of age and experience, or merely a dwindling number of options. I really don't care about staying up late anymore, especially now that this working for a living thing rules out having naps in the afternoon. Getting various kinds of intoxicated involves steadily increasing recovery time. Plus, with live-in teenagers, I am subjected to lots of ridicule and humiliation without resorting to Captain Morgan's spiced brain solvent. Of course, having children is a good way to sharpen the decision-making skills. From the moment the dipstick comes back blue, it is necessary to start laying out plans for new wallpaper in the soon-to-be nursery, in the soon-to-be-purchased house. And then there's where to put the breakables. And then where to put anything small enough to go in a wee teething mouth. And whether to do the piles of ironing accumulating in the living room, or crawl off and nap during those two blessed hours of afternoon quiet time. Some decisions are made on the basis of who is complaining. Sometimes it is easier to ignore a whining child than a whining husband. There are the times I wish I had, or hadn't said, or rushed, or snapped at my babies. Hands up all the parents who have no such regrets hiding in the dark corners of that treasure box of memories marked "My Child's First Years" that we carry in our souls. Maybe I'm not getting better at making decisions. Maybe that isn't the point. While the choices we make are important, it is what we do with the results, good, bad, or disastrous, from scraped knees all the way to broken hearts and lost dreams, that make us who we are today. You can be bitter. You can cry. You can crawl into a hole, or you can get up, lean on each other, and try to be kinder to the next poor sap you find blindsided by life, especially when it's yourself. Thank you for listening to the Bubba's Beach podcast. Please send comments to bubbasbeach@gmail.com and visit us at bubbasbeach.ca. That's BABASBEACH.